Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The assassination attempt Saturday evening at the Butler Farm Show rally of former President Donald Trump obviously tops our story and our coverage. The fact that it happened here in the footprint of our community, devastating to our region in many ways. Shock, anger, sadness, how many people describe their feelings over the weekend. Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen. And Paul, as we talked about with Paul Alexander and mentioned in the newscast, Selena Zito, journalist from Pittsburgh, had spoken to Donald Trump prior to him taking the stage and was scheduled to travel with him to do a profile piece as he got ready for the Republican National Convention.
And then the rally and the shooting changed everything.
Including what Selena, in a post-interview, quote, quoting Donald Trump, "That reality is just setting in. I rarely look away from the crowd. Had I not done that in that moment, well, we would not be talking today." Donald Trump went on to say, "This is a chance to bring the whole country, even the whole world together. The speech will be a lot different than it would have been 2 days ago," referring to scrapping what he had as a speech prepared, which he will deliver Thursday evening at the convention in Milwaukee.
The headline on one of the New York newspapers quotes him as saying, "I shouldn't be here."
And when you look at the analysis of how close, him just moving his head just that much and how it just grazed his ear.
He was looking at one of the charts that they had hanging behind with some data and information on it. And at that very moment, he turned to look at it. He said in the interview he very rarely doesn't look at the audience.
Right, and in that moment, in that split second, could have changed the world.
And I think ironically, we had Joe Biden speaking from the White House and condemning violence and trying to throw a bucket of water on everything. And I think you've got, finally, these two people have found something, at least some topic that they're in general agreement about.
And I think there will be a number of people who will be very open to ratcheting down the really rough and violent rhetoric. That said, let's not forget, and we won't, Tamara Rush just reported on Corey Comparator, father of two and former volunteer fire chief, and then Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said this yesterday.
"We lost a fellow Pennsylvanian, Corey Comparator. I just spoke to Corey's wife and Corey's two daughters. Corey was a girl dad. Corey was a firefighter. Corey went to church every Sunday. Corey loved his community. And most especially, Corey loved his family. Corey was an avid supporter of the former president and was so excited to be there last night with him in the community. I asked Corey's wife if it would be okay for me to share that we spoke. She said yes. She also asked that I share with all of you that Corey died a hero, that Corey dove on his family to protect them last night at this rally. Corey was the very best of us. May his memory be a blessing."
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. And may I just add that everyone that was interviewed that knew Corey came away with the same feelings and sense that he was a man of love and great peace, and a tremendous tragedy to lose such a good man and senseless violence.
And fortunately, the other two who were injured are in stable condition this morning. From Plum, 57-year-old David Dutch, he is in an induced coma awaiting a second surgery. And then from Moon Township, 74-year-old James Coppenhaver. You would like to think that they're both going to survive and make full recoveries.
And our thoughts certainly for them and their families, too. So we'll continue to bring you details as it unravels. Security-wise, they say that they've been prepared and no major changes to the Republican National Convention security. They said they are prepared, but certainly heightened in light of what happened on Saturday night at the Butler Farm Show rally. On a positive note, over the weekend, while this absorbed, rightfully so, the number of people who are just shocked, angered, and saddened, baseball, often looked at as a nice departure from the harsh realities that we have for a century plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Pirates did what they were supposed to do, sweep the Chicago White Sox with a win yesterday and go into the All-Star break at 500.
Who'd have thunk it?
A lot of people didn't think that was coming.
Well, they got the White Sox at just the right time. It's the worst team in Major League Baseball. In fact, the White Sox, if I read correctly this morning, are the first team to lose 70 games before the All-Star break.
Oh, my.
So, but I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sweep teams like that.
It's usually a trap, right?
Uh-huh.
So tomorrow night, Pirate pitcher Paul Skeens will start in the All-Star game for the National League in Texas. And the way he found out was pretty charming. He was on with Dan Patrick, who's a national talk show host, last week. And the manager of the Diamondbacks, they had him chime in on a Zoom interview. And
the manager of the Diamondbacks, he's the NL coach, right?
Yeah, and then he told Paul Skeens that you're starting live on the interview, which was really a cool thing to do. So a welcomed reprieve for many will be just to watch the All-Star game tomorrow night.
Yeah, decompress a little.
And we'll keep you posted on all the details of everything you need coming up on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up right after the news at the bottom of this hour with Paul Rasmussen, we're going to talk to Father Paul Abernathy, who heads up the Neighborhood Resilience Project. And the reason he's coming on, Paul, is the fact that he deals with gun violence and trauma in our community every day. And obviously, this is on a much larger scale, but maybe there are some takeaways of what he and his team help to do in a community when they've been traumatized by violence, and in this case, on a national scale.
I think pretty much all of us, to one degree or another, has been traumatized by this living in our area.
You know, I just pulled into my driveway, and I was just about to go inside, and my son texted me, "Dad, you know, there have been shots fired at the Donald Trump rally." And it didn't register. I thought, well, I'm sure nothing major happened. And obviously, within minutes, I was able to see what had transpired and was in disbelief and shock. And then we came in and spent the evening wall-to-wall with our entire team here on the air, covering the story, and you still yesterday, you just felt so terrible for the former fire chief and his family and those other two shooting victims. And then there were tens of thousands of people traumatized.
Yeah.
And maybe more than that, just even if you weren't there, obviously. And there were a lot of children there. People brought their kids and grandkids in some cases. A very, very sad day in this country and a very traumatic act, and I think a lot of people are still processing, and it'll take a while for them to do that.
We started that process on Saturday night here on KDKA, and I just want to say thank you to the many people, the really honestly, they're citizen journalists who called and shared what their experience was, what they saw. You know, we learned a great deal from our listeners.
And selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And in a way, Paul, it became, we had Marty Griffin here, Paul Alexander, we had Dan Zangrilli, Jeff Hathorne, and our producer, Greg Finley, and so many, PJ Kamanchik, our brand manager, and everybody just kind of came in and just took care of business. But it became, with the amount of phone calls we got from people who were there, it became almost like a therapy session as we throughout the evening shared information and details as they were made available through the evening.
Well, I can tell you that the reason why I got into broadcasting is to be of service in moments of tragedy and crisis.
Well, that's certainly going to be one no one here will ever, ever forget.
My privilege to be a part of the coverage. I don't like what happened, but I'm glad I could do something to help afterwards.
And how do we begin to heal? We're going to talk about that coming up. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. The weekend after a very traumatic event known now worldwide, what transpired 6:02 on Saturday evening. Donald Trump took the stage at the Butler Farm Show rally at 6:15. The first shot rang out, and that's when everything changed. And Paul, I thought about this as everybody did throughout the day yesterday, going through shock, anger, sadness. Especially for the family of Corey Comparator, the firefighter, dad of two girls, who died a hero, shielding his daughter and wife in the crowd, and his life ended in a split second. The trauma that we see in our communities every day with gun violence is dealt with in our hometown. The Neighborhood Resilience Project is led by Father Paul Abernathy, Greek Orthodox priest who served our country in the United States Army as a combat veteran, and he's seen the worst of humanity and the best. And I thought we'll reach out to him to try to begin the process of healing, in this case, not just a community, but an entire country. Father Paul, good morning.
Larry, Paul, good morning.
What were your thoughts when you saw what was happening and then realizing that this will be a situation that a lot of people will have a hard time getting over anytime soon?
Yeah, like the rest of the country, it was a very difficult evening. Certainly, the tragedy of that particular night was so earth-shattering, in a sense, not just that with the loss of life that night, with the near death of a presidential candidate. Also, it just reflected the anger and the violence that is ever present in our society that we are dealing with each and every day. And for me, it was a deep moment of reflection and how important it was that we have to be about the work of healing. We have to be about the work of reconciliation. We have to learn the work of peace building. And if this moment doesn't compel us towards that action, there is great concern, I would say, for the future of our society.
I couldn't agree more. Redmond, you know what occurred to me? I don't know if this occurred to you at all, but what came to mind in the hours after was 1968. And the political violence that we watched with the loss of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. George Wallace was shot not too long after that. It's been 40 years since we've had something like this, which was President Reagan's near-death experience. These kind of things all resurfaced. I thought we'd moved past that.
Well, that's I think, one of the great tragedies of this particular moment. Is that the anger that seems to be gripping us as a nation is having us now lose ourselves. We're at a point where we are losing sight of the humanity within one another. And if we lose sight with humanity within one another, certainly we'll lose our democracy. But more importantly than that, we'll lose our morals, we'll lose our compass. Honestly, we'll lose everything that makes life meaningful. So this is a point in time for us as a nation where we have to really recognize the role that all of us play in the anger, the speech, the rhetoric that fuels the violence that is now really defining our times.
We're with Father Paul Abernathy, the Neighborhood Resilience Project. It is centered in the Hill District, and the Trauma Response Team, you do this on a near daily basis. So how do we expand upon what you do when you're talking to community members and families who are maybe not direct victims but are traumatized nonetheless by what's going on in their towns? What's the process?
You know, this is an excellent question, Larry. And one of the things that's very important to understand in the immediate aftermath of this kind of violence is that before we can get to any kind of healing, the primary objective is to establish stabilization. The question is, are we stable enough to heal? We have to ask ourselves the question, what are those actions that we can take as a nation to really achieve process? As long as there's a sense that we do not have safety, as long as there's a sense that we continue to live in turmoil and chaos, healing becomes a near impossibility. So for us, whenever we do this work out in community, the strategies that we initially employ are around stabilization. How are we going to stabilize this community so that we can heal? On a national level, I think there's a lot of lessons that we have to take from this in terms of leadership in the nation, in terms of how we are communicating on social media, even in terms of community. You know, some of the greatest tension that we have experienced over the past few years has even been in local elections. There cannot be a place for this kind of tension. And I will tell you that just as we talk about and we value democracy and each, you know, one voice, one vote, I was always raised to believe that what makes us truly distinct as Americans is not only that democratic right to vote, but also the peaceful transition of power. If this is not elevated as a value to the point where we have such confidence in the peaceful transition of power that we have stabilization in the country, we will not be able truly to begin the healing process.
And I invite people to visit the neighborhoodresilience.org website for details. And what I am encouraged by, Father Paul, is the president from the Oval Office asking the nation to ratchet down, you know, the contentiousness, and former President Donald Trump talking to Selena Zito, a journalist that we know very well, saying, "The reality is set in. I rarely look away from the crowd. Had I not done that in that moment, well, we wouldn't be talking today." It went on to quote Donald Trump as saying in the Washington Examiner, "This is a chance to bring the whole country, even the world, together. The speech will be a lot different than it would have been 2 days ago," referring to what speech he will give Thursday night at the Republican National Convention. I'm encouraged by both leaders suggesting that we need to find a new place, and violence shouldn't be a part of any of it.
As am I, Larry, truly.
thank you for the work you do every day in our community, Father Paul. I really appreciate it and appreciate your time this morning.
Larry, Paul, thank you both so much.
Father Paul Abernathy, again, the Neighborhood Resilience Project, and we hope some of this resonates with you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.